Lesson number 41, reaction, how the world reacts to you. After assuming you are now what you want to be, make your friends your frame of reference by hearing them congratulate you. Feel the reality of their actions. Relax in the peace of knowing that it is done. The lesson and the takeaway. Neville shares this method many times in his lectures, so we are going to share it more than once here. One of the things that we've noticed in our positions of power training is that there's this thing called expectation theory. And one part of expectation theory goes like this. You will behave and live up to or down to the standards that your friends and your family have of you. We've also discovered that you will behave and live up to or down to the standards that you have inside your mind, what you imagine your friends and family have for you. So see inside your imagination. Have your friends congratulate you on your accomplishments, on your wild success, on how you've changed, how you've transformed. Yet do this, and you will change how expectation theory impacts your life. Do this, and you will cement in another whole new level what it is like to be the ideal you. Lesson number 42, the success shift. It's not about the stuff, it's about you. This is again from Your Maker by Neville Goddard. So I repeat, causation is the assemblage of mental states, which occurring produces that which the assemblage implies. Assemble a mental state which implies you are now what you want to be. Enter into that state. Remain there until you become one with it by performing inner acts as though they were outer ones. And again, that's by Your Maker, by Neville Goddard. Now, what we want you to do is to notice how Neville focuses on a mental state that implies you are now what you want to be. He doesn't say a mental state that implies you have $1 million. He states a mental state that implies a change in you. And the change in you can be something like, you know, feeling financially secure. Okay, it can be that simple, feeling financially secure in that you have $1 million. There's the shift in you. You see, you can have $1 million in the bank, but you don't want to make that your focus. Focus on being the person who manifests, who can hold, who can utilize $1 million, or who creates the change in the world that gives him $1 million in the bank. Change the person that you are, and you change what you have access to and control of. So the question is, what kind of person has what you want? What kind of person has what you want? Become that kind of person, first inside of your mind, then in your reactions, and then in your world. Lesson 43. We call this the foundation of the Course. This is from The Changing Feeling of I by Neville Goddard. For the benefit of those who were not present last Sunday, let me give you a quick summary of the thought expressed here. We claimed that the world was a manifestation of consciousness, that the individual's environment, circumstances, and conditions of life were only the outpicturing of the particular state of consciousness in which that individual abides. Therefore, the individual sees whatever he is by virtue of the state of consciousness from which he views the world. Any attempt to change the outer world before he changes the inner structure of his mind is to labor in vain. And that is from the Changing Feeling of I. Now, notice something. Even before sharing the importance of changing the inner world first, a lot of people start there. Change the inside and the outside follows. That's true. Neville first, though, shares his prime assumption, and that is that the world, the physical world, is a manifestation of consciousness. And any time that you are not coming from the particular state that you choose to embody in the world, you're getting in the way of the manifestation of what you choose. So remember what you are. You are the consciousness that manifests you and what manifests your world. That's the foundation of the Course. That's the foundation of Neville's teachings. And again, let's go back to the quote. We claimed the world was a manifestation of consciousness, that the individual's environment, circumstances, and conditions of life were only the outpicturing of that particular state of consciousness. That's where we have to begin, realizing that consciousness is the only reality, and consciousness creates this world of shadow. Lesson number 44, walking in the faith. So you and I can be anything in this world we desire to be, if we will clearly define our aim in life and constantly occupy that aim. It must be habitual. The concept we hold of self that is noble must not be put on just for a moment, then taken off when we leave this church. We feel free here. We feel that we have something in common. That's why we're here. But are we going to wear the noble concept we now hold of self when we go out through the door and enter that bus? Or are we going to return to the restrictions that were ours prior to coming here? The choice is ours. And the hardest lesson to learn is that there is no one in the world that can be drawn into our world unless we, and we alone, call him. That's from The Changing Feeling of I. Now notice that Neville says we must define and continually occupy that aim. You just don't do your session and then get back up and abandon it. You do your session. You enter the feeling of the wish fulfilled. And then you live from that. You notice, are you reacting to the world from that? If you're reacting to the world from that, your world will change. But if you just do your session and go back to poor little me, things won't change. You see, we make the state habitual by doing two things. First, by doing our daily sessions. And second, by walking from the state of the wish fulfilled. You go about your day living from that state, reacting from that state, making decisions from that state. And that's when you notice how wonderful your world can become. Lesson number 45, how to be naturally wealthy. This is from The Changing Feeling of I by Neville Goddard. Now you may take only a moment, or you too may take your 3 years. I can't tell you how long it's going to take you, but I'll tell you this much. It can be measured by the feeling of naturalness. You can wear a feeling until it's natural. The moment the feeling becomes natural, it will begin to bear fruit in your world. You see, we get to assume a few things. We get to assume that wealth is our natural state. We get to assume health is our natural state. We get to assume openness is our natural state. We get to try on those states until they become fully natural for us. In other words, this is how we are. To do that, you go explore it in as many ways as you can. Wear it as many ways as you can. Do it in your sessions. Do it in your revisions. But people tell us, you know, they say, well, that's not how I am. No, that's not how you were. Just because you haven't been that way before doesn't stop you from being that way now. What we encourage you to do is to adopt the ways of wealth, explore them, discover your natural wealth, your natural health, and your natural prosperity. And the way to do that is to keep trying them on until that becomes your home. Lesson number 46, the accident of birth, or the color of skin, is what's in my way. This is a great little story. Neville says, this is from The Changing Feeling of I, you can start now from scratch and choose the being you want to be. You aren't going to change the pigment of your skin, but you will find your accent or the pigment of your skin or your so-called racial background will not be a hindrance. For if a man is ever hindered, it can only be the state of consciousness in which he abides that hinders him. Man is freed or constrained by reason of the state in which he persists, The Changing Feeling of I. You know, we've had a lot of interesting emails over the years at freeneville.com, and we've had a number that basically ask us, you know, is it possible for me to change my skin color? Is it possible for me to change my sex? Because it's my skin color, it's my sex, it's my age. Can I become younger again? Can I Nevilleize myself so I'm back in my 20s? And we tell people, you know, no. Why would you want to? Because it's not your skin color, it's not your age, it's not your sex that's in the way. It's your state of mind about your sex, your age, your skin color that's in your way. Change your mind and your circumstances will change. But you don't have to change your skin color. You see, by thinking it's your skin color, you've put cause in the world and in the physical world. Oh, it's something in the physical world that's holding me back. It's my skin color. No, it's not. It's just like money. If you go, well, once I have $1 million, I'll feel financially secure. No, you won't. Feeling financially secure now can help you experience and have $1 million. But having $1 million will not guarantee that you feel financially secure. Adopt financially secure and, you know, your money will come. Your wealth will come. You will create it. You will generate it. You will attract it. But focusing on generating it and attracting it so I can feel that way, that's exactly backwards. And that's one of the power points in lesson number 46. Lesson number 47, reacting to the world. Neville says, if I assume that I am the man that I want to be, let me observe my reactions. If they are as they were, I have not identified myself with my choice, for my reactions are automatic. And so if I am changed, I would automatically change my reactions to life. So the changing feeling of I results in a change of reaction, which change of reaction is a change of environment and behavior. So what we want to do is we want to notice, what are your reactions to the world? Are you reacting as someone who is financially secure? Are you reacting as someone whose creativity is flowing fully? Are you reacting as someone who is fully expressive and fully dynamic and fully living their wish fulfilled? Observe your reactions, and if you're not living that way, you haven't entered fully into the state. Take the time to fully enter into the state. Again, we've covered the two reasons why people don't do their sessions. One is the physical addiction. Something inside of you, the body, is addicted to bad chemical soup, either constant crap or cyclic crap, and that's fine. Do your sessions and you'll wean yourself off of that. And the second reason, again, is, well, you know, there's that unconscious thing of, well, poor people are the ones that think about, like, doing this stuff. Oh no, wealthy people do this. They're the ones who lay around on the beach and in the swimming pool and in their tiny little apartments that they know that they are only temporarily in because they haven't moved into their mansion yet. You see, wealthy people do sessions. The thing is, they do sessions for a very different reason than quote-unquote poverty-minded people. Wealth-minded people do it to increase their wealth. Poverty-minded people do it to escape poverty. Which means, that, you know, just listen to the language. Escaping poverty keeps poverty in your mind. Increasing wealth puts wealth in your mind. Because we all have wealth. The thing is, double it again. And you do that enough and you are free. Let's move to lesson 48. Why you need a definite chief aim. Neville says, again from the changing feeling of I, tomorrow night to me is basic. It is the importance of defining an aim in this world, having a goal, for without an aim, you are aimless. And you were warned in the book, or I would say in the Epistle of James, that the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let not such a man believe that he shall receive anything of the Lord, for he is like a wave that is driven and tossed by the wind. That man never reaches his goal, so you must have an aim. And tomorrow night we will show you the importance of defining desire. Now think about this. You must have an aim. And the aim isn't just a something. The aim is a defining desire, a desire that redefines you. When I redefined myself as a teacher, as a writer, I was no longer that little kid that got beat up. I was no longer the adult that got beat up as a little kid. I redefined myself with a desire, the desire to teach, to have a black belt, to master the mind. Whenever you and then, you know, what happens, you know, just again to keep some of the other lessons in context, you first have a desire, and then you assume that state. The desire gives you energy to assume. You see, if I didn't desire being a black belt, I go, yeah, it'd be nice to be a black belt. I can feel what it's like to be a black belt. There'd be no energy there. But on the other hand, having a strong desire for the change in my life, and then I assume the state of having the black belt. That's where one of the master keys is. Again, enjoy. That was lesson number 48. Lesson number 49, remaining faithful. Now, this story here comes from a parabolic revelation, and Neville's talking about renting an apartment, and he had a certain number, him and his wife had a certain number in mind. And what happened was, at first, they weren't paying that. They were actually paying more. But something really amazing happened. So I'm going to skip to the last paragraph here in this, so you can read the whole thing in the manual or in the lecture that's in the manual. Again, this is lesson 49, and Neville says, "I tell you, imagination will not fail you if you are faithful. What could I say when I was confronted with the negation of my assumption? Nothing. I simply would not give up, and when the time was right, my assumption became fact. I urge you to set your goal high, assume the feeling it has been reached, and sleep in that feeling. Persist, and I promise you that not one thing in this world can rob you of that which you have assumed. But the most important thing is to know that that which is housed within you is God's plan of redemption, and He only redeems Himself. God came down into the world and housed Himself in you. Now He's going to discover who He is, for it is in you as a person that the nature of God is revealed." You see, Neville and his wife, they chose an amount of rent that they were going to pay. And, you know, long and short of it, you know, they were paying more than that. And it was 3 months in that the landlord came to them and said, "Look, you know, you're paying the wrong amount. You're paying more. So I'm going to reduce your rent to basically exactly what Neville and his wife had in mind, and I'm going to give you the rest of the money back, essentially." So Neville, even when he moved into the apartment, even when he paid extra money, he held in mind that he was paying a specific amount, and that's what they ended up paying. Again, he remained faithful, and we share this lesson again for you to remain faithful to your ideal. And finally, for this section, level 50, you need to define the end. This is from Yours for the Taking with Neville Goddard. God, your own wonderful human imagination, underlies all your faculties, including perception, and streams into your surface mind, least disguised in the form of creative, productive fantasy. When you ask yourself, what can you do to transcend your present limitation in life, you're dwelling upon the means. God does not ask you to consider the means, but to define the end. Again, define the end. What is the ideal person you choose to be? When you define the end, you don't have to try to figure out how to become that person. You will find out how you get to become that person. Again, feel from the end. It's like while you're on the way to Grandma's house. You know you might encounter a detour. You never have any idea what adventures you're going to have along the way. But you know where you're going. You know the end is definite. So remember the end. Define the end. And remember that God is your own wonderful human imagination. That's lesson 50.